Welcome, everyone. This is Coaching in Session. My name is Michael Reardon, and I will be your Mindset Coach today. And today, we're going to be talking about how to be a leading authority. Now, a leading authority just means that, for example, if you are in the field of landscaping, how can you be a leading authority in your neighborhood? Everyone uses your services because you are the leading authority. The people who are trying to mimic your business, they use you as an example because you are the leading authority. They want to mimic what you have done, what you have built, because you are the leading authority. Leading authority can be just business. It can be in your personal life, being that leading authority figure in the household, etc. But being an authority leader is so much more. It is a badge of success, because now it's like, okay, what I have done, people are mimicking. What I have done, people are trying to do. And so what you have to do is you kind of have to take a step back and say, okay, what do I do next? Because people are always going to be trying to catch up to you, and your goal is to never let them catch up to you. One person who was a leading authority for some time was Jack Hormozy, right? He made the Jack Hormozy clips. And this is to not say that he hasn't been doing other things and he wasn't building his business. It's just what set him off over the edge. Because the moment he made those clips, everyone else said, we need to have style clips like him. And social media is always changing. So there's always a new algorithm, it seems like every week. And there's always something new that you have to be focused on. What is going to be appealing to people? Because the mind changes so quickly, especially in our technology-driven world. We move so fast, yet we live so slow. We need to figure out how we can be that leading authority that lives in the fast lane and never slows down. So I have a blog that came out yesterday. We're going to be talking about that, how to be the leading authority and what you need to do to attain it. All right, everyone, if you're new to the channel and the podcast, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and to share the video and or audio to help build a community of like-minded individuals. Today, we're going to be talking about how to become a leading authority. I talked about a couple of examples of how you can be a leading authority earlier, and this right here is going to be the guide, the step-by-step process, because this is a tune-up series. Tune-up series, for anyone who are maybe unaware of them, new to the podcast, tune-up series are basically blogs that help people with strong mindsets already. So this is for like your CEOs, your businessmen and women who are trying to level up. These blogs are all catered at helping you at different areas in your life, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever. This right here is going to be a key to maybe unlock a door in your mind, in your life, to help elevate you to new heights. We do have 5 steps that I'm just going to be kind of talking about really quickly, and then we're going to go into detail in the episode. How to become a leading authority. Step 1 is going to be define your leadership purpose and niche. Step 2 is going to be embrace a growth mindset and learning culture. 3 is going to be embody authenticity and lead by example. And 4, network strategically and actively seeking feedback. And then 5, share your knowledge generously and have fun. When you're trying to go through these steps, and each of these steps has a little bit of guidance. Again, for the tune-up series, we go into detail for just what you need to know. And then, of course, if you need any additional help, you sign up for coaching. And of course, consultations are free. People can always come get a consultation, ask the questions that they need to ask, and then move on with their life. This is not something that is, oh my God, if I call Michael, it's going to be, I have to sign up. But most people who call, they're ready, they're willing, and they know they're going to get the benefit, and they do get the benefit, because we are all about results here. I pride myself in results, and these steps right here are going to help you get to that leading authority aspect in your life. I do want to break it down right now of all these different steps, because each step is going to bring about a different type of mindset, a different type of goal that you need to be focusing on. And when you can master these 5 steps, then you're going to start to move your way to being a leading authority. Now, this might not be an overnight thing. For example, if you read this and you start working on it, don't expect to be a leading authority overnight just because you read this. It takes time to become a leading authority. I wish I can just say this right here, you do everything you need to do on day one, and then day two, you're now leading authority. If that was the case, there would be always a fluctuation in leading authorities. Yet the leading authority fluctuation happens in a longer stint of time. It could be months, it could be even years. Think of leading authorities in computers, Microsoft, Bill Gates, right? Leading authority for some time. And then Apple, Tim Cook, right? Leading authority for some time. What is happening in the world? We are trading positions in leading authority because always someone gets ahead and someone says, I want to be ahead. And so it's like a race. Everyone's trying to pass each other, but you need to figure out how you can put yourself ahead. So maybe it's going to be focusing on how you can pass your competition. But before we do that, let's give our mindset of how we can be a leading authority, what we need to do, because when we do that, naturally, we are going to get ahead of the crowd. We are going to beat our competition. It's not going to be an overnight thing. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some dedication, and it's going to take a lot of focus. One of the first things you have to do, and this is something I get quite upset at when people say you have to niche down, right? Niche down is almost like limiting beliefs to me. It's just like, well, you have to niche down because if you niche down, then you can focus on a certain demographic, certain crowd, and you can become a leading authority there. Now, I will say, if you niche down, you can become a leading authority quicker. For example, if you do a concrete mixing company, you could be the leading authority in your concrete mixing company for your whole entire city, maybe your whole entire state. That right there can lead to more in your life because you're only focused on one thing. Hey, you need some concrete, someone calls you. Where do you need the concrete? Not how can I help you? Okay, well, you have this project. Cool, cool, cool. Now you're trying to figure out all the ins and outs. It slows you down. So that's why niching can be very powerful. You know what you need to do, you know how to do it, and you're really good at it. Now for me, when it comes to niching down, it's just coaching, life coaching, general coaching, self-improvement, self-development. Because I do a lot of different types of coaching. I do career coaching, I do youth mentoring and coaching, I do relationship coaching, fitness and health. I mean, this is all, when it comes to personal development, essential. So to niche down, yeah, I could be a relationship coach and I could be really good at it. I could be a leading authority in probably 2 to 3 months because of my mindset, because of how I approach it. But what I do in mindset is I do the push and pull method. So eventually I push and pull your mindset to become more elastic. If I just simply stay rigid and one focus and one focus and one focus and one focus, you become hard on that one focus. Versus I tell you a little bit about everything, a little bit about everything, I pull and I stretch you in this direction. And you might say, well, it's contradicting. Well, that's the point. We need to contract. We need to expand. We need for ourselves to grow. It's the only way to become a leading authority. You have to do things a little bit different. Because if you do things that everyone else has done, it's very possible, yeah, that you can become a leading authority. But for the people who become leading authorities for whatever period of time, they understood something. Times change and people change. And so if people change and times change, the content and the presentation has to change too. So yes, I can just focus on one type of coaching and I can niche down. But is that really going to help me become a leading authority? Now, I do have it as step number one because you do have to become clear in what your niche is. For example, I know a lot of people who are looking for careers or changing careers. They might say, well, you know, I kind of want to do hair. I kind of want to do nails. I kind of want to be a nurse. I kind of want to be a doctor. I kind of want to be a receptionist. I kind of want to be a teacher. And they have all of these aspirations that they want to do. Great aspirations. I love you for being so ambitious. But where's our focus? Which one do you want? Can you try to do them all at once? Yes, but it's not effective. It's not efficient. It's like saying, I'm going to clean my house, but I'm going to do one thing in each room before my house is clean. How long will that take? It'll take a lot longer. And the reason being is you have to keep walking back and you have to keep doing all this walking instead of just focusing on one room. in a sense, we have to focus on one thing. Now, my one thing is just, again, coaching, right? That was my niche. Coaching, I didn't want to niche down any further. I didn't want to say, all right, I'm only going to be a relationship coach. I'm only going to be an online fitness trainer. I know people who do it. I know people who are successful, and this is all great. But I love the aspect of being the variety store that you can go to and you can get one package, get all the coaching you need. It's a one-stop self-improvement, self-development process. You don't have to go to this place and that place. And even though I recommend other coaches sometimes, depending on what you're trying to achieve, this right here is going to be it. You want results, you come here. Typically, people who want results, they're just not going to go for the cheapest option. People have this idea when it comes to investing in themselves that if it's going to bring about something, they will invest. But if it's not going to bring about something, then they won't invest in themselves. Typically, why people invest so heavily in college and they'll get $100,000, $200,000 in student loans is because they believe what they're doing is going to bring about the results that they want. This piece of paper is going to give me a job. This piece of paper is going to give me my career. And sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't also. Because you might find that that is not your love. That is not what you want to do. You don't want to be a leader in that field. So you decide to not do it, not pursue it. Now you have a piece of paper doing what? Saying that you had it. It's cool and all, but we need to know what we want. And from there, once you know what we want and you niche down to saying, this is exactly what I need to do, then you could become a leader in that field because now you know exactly what you want versus what you kind of think you know what you want. And then we get into step number two. Step two is going to be embrace a growth mindset and learning culture. As I said, if you are listening to this episode, you are embracing the aspect of growth. It's all about if you can grow, if you can prosper. This is not about, oh, for the moment I feel good, I'm going to take action. This is about if you need to make some improvements in your life, you do so readily. A growth mindset person is going to be more willing and able to do the things, the hard things, especially when they need to do when it counts. For example, in the morning, you might say, well, I have a choice. I can go on my smartphone or I can go do business calls. I can go on my smartphone or I can do some emails. I can go on my smartphone or I can go create systems for my business, whatever it be, right? There's many different things that you can do in the morning. If you are wasting it away, just saying, okay, I have a choice. I'm going to go watch movies. I mean, depending on your job, watching movies is just not going to be it. So you do have to figure out how you can embrace a growth mindset and a learning culture. You need to give yourself daily wisdom, daily knowledge bits. We have content, I believe it comes out every single day of the week. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have the podcast. Tuesdays and on Thursdays, we have Motivation in Motion, the video series that we're on season 9 right now. And we're just boosting up your motivation. And then we have the aspect of the blog that comes out on Sunday. So you have a reading material. And then on Saturday is Mindset OD. And this is going to be your far right push to really, anti-politically correct stuff. But what starts to happen when you dive into that, if you become immersed in learning and growth and different aspects of life, because you don't have to listen to me. There's many other coaches, there's many other podcasts, there's hundreds of thousands of podcasts that come out probably maybe even every day or every week. So there's so much material that you can listen to and tune into. You get to choose what type of material you're going to invest in. And investing doesn't necessarily mean you're going to subscribe with money, invest, get coaching with money. It could be just time, right? Listening to this episode is going to be, 20, 30 minutes of your life. And right there, it can elevate and it might not elevate depending on who you are, where you are in life. But what I can say is if you give yourself a mindset for growth and knowledge and learning, you're going to be like that sponge that just takes everything. And then you have to be not only the sponge that absorbs, but you have to be that asset, that person that also takes what you absorbed and used it for something good, right? So if you're absorbing stuff and you're a sponge, maybe you're a dish sponge. I'm not saying that you are, but again, this is just the aspect. Use the analogy. You can wash dishes now. you just can't use a dry sponge to wash dishes or to take a shower with, right? It gets wet. And so it absorbs the water and you use the water to lather up. And then, of course, you get clean. Your dishes get clean. And in your life, you grow. And this is where step two is really, really good and really powerful. And then we get into step three, embody authenticity and lead by example. Now, the example that you want to lead is 100% up to you. You could be positive. You could be negative. You could be a hero. You could be a villain. You could be a Democrat. You could be a Republican. You could be whatever you want to be. But what I will say is that you need to lead according to what you want, not so much what other people want. Because I'm sure other people are going to want something from you. They will say, oh, you need to be talking about this or you need to be preaching this. But yet, you don't have to do anything what anyone else says. You get to decide what is for you. What I will say, if you want to, again, you know, be that example, you have to do what is true to you. Because if you think about it, if you're not true to what you want to be true to, and you're supposed to be leading by example, you're basically leading people to not be true to themselves. Does that make sense? I hope. Because what you want to do is to be true to yourself and for other people to be true to themselves. And if they believe in what you believe in, then together you grow. Together, that and that's how you build a following. That's how you are going to build a community of people who see you as someone they can trust, rely on, because you're true to yourself. And typically, people who are true to themselves, they're easier to gravitate toward versus someone who's just full of lies and deceit. I know when I did sales for some time, it was full of deceit. And I was just like, how can someone sell something to someone who doesn't need something versus someone who needs something and being that asset to them? My coaching, if you need it, I mean, I turn a lot of clients away because some people don't need it. Some people just want to talk about emotions and stuff and feelings with me. I go see a therapist. I'm not that. If you want results, if you want to, again, lead by example, or if you want to learn to lead by example, that's when you can come see me. Then we can start to work together. It's not so much of, oh, you know, it'll be nice if I was able to do this. Well, it's either you want it or you don't want it. I work with people who want it. I don't work with people who kind of want it. You have to ask yourself, are you that authority? Are you that person who knows your niche? And are you the person who's going to have that growth mindset? And are you a person that's going to be a leader at some point? If you are, you're going to need some help. The greatest in the world have got help, have got coaches. They understand the power behind personal development and growth. We can do it by ourselves. It just takes a very long time. You might have trial and error, and there's no guarantee that you're going to get there because our time can run out by the time we get there by ourselves. It's easier to do it together, and that's what we do. And so we go into step four then, right? Network strategically and actively seek feedback. You can say, okay, well, I want to be a leader. And you do exactly what you want to do. You're true to yourself, right? But yet, you're not networking. You're not talking to people. You're not building community. You're not seeking feedback. You're just doing what you want. It's a very good possibility that people are going to gravitate toward it. They're going to follow you, and you're going to maybe have a huge following, maybe make a killing, maybe be a leading authority. It's a possibility. But what I will say is if you build a community of people who support you, who see you grow, enjoy what you're doing, and then you actively ask, hey, what would you like to see? What would you like to listen to? That right there is going to lead to better conversations. And typically, most of the episodes and most of the blogs that come out come from clients. They say, hey, I have this problem. I'm going through this situation. And I said, if you're going through this situation and I don't have any blogs or any episodes of this out, how many other people are going through this situation? So what I'm doing is I'm seeking the feedback of they're asking me for advice, and I need to be making sure that I'm giving this advice to everybody and not just the people who pay. we get into step five, and step five is going to be share your skills, your knowledge generously, and then have fun. So for me, the podcast is for you. You can subscribe on Buzzsprouts, and you can subscribe, leave an Apple and things along those lines. And I think there's a paid subscription to it, but you can just listen anywhere for free. And this is not to say that you have to pay me for this content. This is for me saying this is value. This is me being generous. This is me trying to change the world. I understand something, that if I want to bring about abundance in the world, I can't be stingy. I can't be holding on to the little things, to the assets, the money. That's insignificant to the bigger picture. You. I want you to be better. And it's not a hard concept to understand, that I just want people to do good and live good, because I understand how it feels to not live good, and I understand how it feels to live good. For the people who are struggling and suffering right now, they might not know how to get out. They might not be able to invest in themselves because they're struggling so bad. I mean, I have people who call me. They have thousands, and I mean a lot of thousands, of dollars in credit card debt. You know what I tell them? I say, you know what? I don't think what you need is coaching right now. I think if you need someone to listen to, you know, listen to the podcast, if you need someone to speak with, reach out to the comment sections and all the content we do, you're going to always get a response. That might be what you need initially. But to give yourself more financial burden, I don't think that's what you need. Many people are in that situation where they are in that financial crisis and they're trying to get out, and they are using money as that shovel when they shouldn't be using money. I've been using money and I've been digging in the wrong direction, right? You need to be digging yourself out of the hole, not deeper in the hole. This is why, again, all the YouTube stuff, free. All of the blogs, you can go to my website, free. I have free ebooks. This right here is to help you be a better version of yourself. This is for me to build value. This is for me to be generous, because I understand that people are going to listen to this. I understand people are going to read this blog, and they're going to gather the information, and then they're going to begin to take action. So these five steps are going to be just that. So a quick recap, how to become a leading authority. Step one, define your leadership purpose and niche. Step two, embrace a growth mindset in a learning culture. Step three, embody authenticity and lead by example. Step four, network strategically and actively seeking feedback. And step five, share your knowledge generously and have fun. These five steps are going to be the guidepost. I go into detail on some of them in the blog. I encourage everyone to read the blog if they have not done so already. It's going to be that guidepost for you. I talk about many different things that I didn't talk about today in the podcast episode, because again, it is so individualized to the different types of people. Because I can say have fun, but having fun for you might not be doing action or having actionable steps. To me, I mean, that's not necessarily fun. That's definitely a detriment. It's probably a liability rather than an asset. So we do have to figure out, if we want to be a leading authority, how are we going to give ourselves more assets? And these five steps are going to be helping you build more assets, not just with money, but like mentally in your mindset. Because when you're growing, when you're trying to be that person that's ahead of the crowd, it's going to take courage, and it's going to take a lot of knowledge, and it's going to take a lot of work. Leading authorities don't happen overnight. Leading authorities don't happen because you have been doing something for a little bit, for a year or two. It could take years, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It could take time for that success to happen. But the moment it happens, you can look back and you will say, not a year was wasted because you did everything you could. Now, if you're not doing everything you can, then of course, you're probably going to say, I could have got here so much quicker. So if you want to reach that leading authority spot today, and today being figuratively for in the near future, or soon, or sooner rather than later, reach out to us, RevenConcepts.com. You need to make sure that you're doing everything that you can get ahead of everyone. You need to analyze what your competition is doing, and you need to figure out how you can do it better. You need to figure out what you need to do to be better than everyone else That's how you become a leading authority. It can come with the 15 minutes of fame, because most people who hit that leading authority kind of take it, you know, legs up, feet approach, like, okay, now I can cruise control. Always someone's going to be on your booty. That means the moment you become a leading authority, someone's trying to take that number one spot from you. You always have to keep on pushing. Now, you might have a sense of identity crisis if you lose it, or you might give yourself more stress because you're always trying to maintain it and attain that perfection. But don't allow yourself to fall into the habit of living in this negative type of mindset. It's okay if you are a leading authority and everyone's gravitating towards you, and then all of a sudden someone else is now the leading authority. Learn from them, grow with them, and then from there, excel again. You get to decide how pronounced you get to be in life. Some people, they just want to be regular authorities. Some people just want to be number one. Some people don't care if they're number one or number 500. This is where we are in the world. And the number one spot is going to be the prize for many, but yet it might not be the desire for you. So have fun in what you're doing. Learn to love what you do. Do the things that you know you're going to enjoy. That's why figure out your niche, figure out what you want to do versus, okay, this is going to make me money. Money can be a good thing, and money can be a factor in helping you remain motivated. But think of it more as, I want to be a leading authority to help people. And when you have that identity of being a person that helps other people, the act of service, the things you do are so much more easily done, because you're not just doing it for yourself, you're doing it for the world. The world wants to see you as that authority, but you must also want that for yourself. My name is Michael Reardon, I'm a mindset coach. If you have any questions, email me coachinginsession@gmail.com, and I will see everyone on the next episode of Coaching in Session. Until then, everyone take care.